Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. We'd like to continue on in a message on what's important to God, the importance of faithfulness and stability in the life of a believer. We are to reflect Jesus, is that not right? And to do that, we have to have His character and the very nature of our Father. And in Revelation, it speaks about Jesus as He was riding that white horse, He who is faithful and true. And so, beloved, we have a responsibility before the Lord to accurately demonstrate His personality, His character to the world. And we've been looking at some biblical examples of instability. And to do that, we have gone to the book of Genesis and the prophetic pronouncement that Jacob, or Israel, pronounced over his eldest son, Reuben. And in 1 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and 2, let me read that. Now, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but forasmuch as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. Verse 2, for Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. Praise God. So we see that Reuben was indeed the oldest son of Israel, but since he dishonored his father by sleeping with one of his father's wives, his birthright was given to his half-brother, Joseph. Joseph was he who was blessed of the Lord. If you remember, he was the boy that was the youngest son that was sold into slavery in Egypt, and God used those circumstances to preserve the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Judah prevailed above his brethren. He held the leading place above his brothers because he was the most powerful, and from him chieftains sprang. The rank of the eldest was his, not Joseph. So as we look at Reuben and his description, according to his father, that he was unstable as water. What does that mean? What was the root of his sin? Instability. Well, look at the states of water. Water can change form in just depending on the temperature, depending on circumstances. If it's very cold, it freezes. If it's at normal temperature, it's the normal consistency of water. Or if it gets heated, it evaporates into steam. And so water changes its state, not its substance, but it changes its state depending on the environment. And beloved, when someone is unstable, they cannot be considered constant. They're constantly changing depending on which way the wind is blowing, depending on whatever is happening in their situation. They do not have a solid point of reference as far as integrity as to what is the right thing to do. Instability, beloved, always engenders sin, and it causes us to lose our birthright of the double portion, which is spiritual power and progress. That's what's important for the saints of God. And the carnal Christian has, by birth, a high calling, but because they refuse to mortify the deeds of the flesh, they're unstable and they can't live up to it. We can't live in the flesh and live in the spirit at the same time. The root of Reuben's sin was instability. Now, what's the root of instability? Well, let's go to James, the first chapter, verses 8. where it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Beloved, that's pretty comprehensive. And so if someone is double-minded, they're unstable. So an irresolute person is uncertain about everything he does. He or she is a person of two minds, undecided in every step they would take, half-hearted, wavering in everything he does. As James goes on to say in that same chapter, if we want wisdom, we are to ask in faith, nothing wavering, not to doubt. The word double-minded in the Greek is dis psuche, and dis means twice, and psuche is soul or mind. So it means two souls or two minds, in other words, double-minded. Now, the Greek word for unstable means unsettled, unsteady. And we need to be so settled in Jesus. We need to be so settled on the principles and doctrines of the Word of God, the gospel, what the nature of salvation, the things that Jesus has provided for us through his great redemption and atonement. And so for a carnal person, the soul nature rules. For someone who is led by the Spirit, it's the Spirit of God who rules them. That person's spirit is in submission to the Spirit of God. You know, I heard a preacher say, you know, we just thank God for grace. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Well, that is certainly true. But I was saying inside, well, why don't you finish the rest of the verse? There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you're walking after the Spirit, there's no condemnation. Your heart is perfect toward God. It doesn't mean your actions, your attitudes will always be, but your heart is perfect. But someone who is double-minded, well, they'll go whichever way the wind blows. And so how can we refuse to acknowledge instability? How can we, if we see in ourselves these kinds of actions, these kinds of attitudes where we're wavering, we're in faith one moment and doubting the next, we're sure and confident at one moment and then the next we're not so certain God really loves us or he's not really going to answer our prayers, or that we really don't have the assurance of the hope that is provided by our salvation? Well, the answer is repentance. We just need to recognize what it is, and that's unbelief. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. In other words, make your hands clean, you sinners, and your hearts pure, you vacillating men, another translation says. And so we have to understand that God wants us to recognize and to repent of double-mindedness, repent of instability. In Acts, the 15th chapter, the Gentiles, it is mentioned that God did not make the slightest distinction, because it says in Acts 15:9, when he purified their hearts by faith, he removed all uncleanness from their hearts when he gave them faith. So, beloved, as we've been looking at Reuben this week, even though he was the excellency of Jacob's power, he was the firstborn by inheritance, by the very fact that he was born first, he had a wonderful inheritance and a wonderful birthright. But because he was not willing to walk in it, he paid a price. And Esau was the same way. Just in Esau's carnality, he sold his birthright for a pottage of lentils. And so both of these men are examples to us of how we will lose the spiritual privileges that can be ours because of a lack of faith, because they didn't esteem the things of God highly. They didn't believe them important. Beloved, how many people do you know like that? God wants us to have stable, faithful characters. Let me just share some positive things about the importance of stability of character and the blessings. Psalm 57 and 7 says, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." Psalm 112 and 7 says, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed," or stable, "trusting in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 says, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." And Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 13, Jesus says, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." That's endurance, another aspect of faithfulness or stability. Remember, if our eye is single, our whole body shall be full of light. Reuben lost out because of his carnality, and another brother gained preeminence over him, Judah. And beloved, we are, if you will, related to the tribe of Judah. We are, if you will, a Davidic generation. For out of the loins of Judah came David and the Messiah, and we have been grafted in to the tribe of Judah. We know where we are going. And beloved, if you know that, you just cannot compromise with the flesh. We need to be willing to lose our lives to find it. We're willing to suffer the loss of all things to gain Christ. Remember, beloved, it is God working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. My final scripture I'll share with you is 2 Thessalonians 3:3. "But the Lord, the Lord who is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." Praise God. Well, it has been a blessing to minister, and it makes, as we learn these rather sobering lessons from the Word of God, from God's people, we're talking one of the sons of Jacob, we can learn to apply such lessons to our own life and serve God in reverent fear and to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. Thank you for joining me. And in just a moment, the announcer will give you our contact information. Won't you write and share those prayer requests? I look forward to receiving your letter. And UCM partners, thank you for your prayers and your financial support. Without it, we couldn't stay on this station. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.